USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are bracing for an early winter as a storm system threatens to bring snow to people across 20 states. The storm will stretch from Texas to Illinois and bring some areas the first snowfall of the season. Meanwhile, the Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. President Biden met with the leader of China on Monday in Bali, Indonesia, for the first time as president. After the meeting, President Biden says he doesn't believe there needs to be a new Cold War.
I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan, and I made it clear that our policy on Taiwan has not changed at all.
Taiwan is a self-governing island that China claims as a breakaway province. The Customs and Border Protection Commissioner has stepped down after a spike in illegal immigrant crossings.
The top U.S. border official quits after first refusing requests to step down. Chris Magnus was asked to step down by Biden administration's Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, blaming a surge in illegal migrant crossings at the U.S. border with Mexico. Magnus, who was told he'd be fired if he did not leave on his own, responded by publicly saying that he had no plans to resign. After it was determined Democrats would continue to rule the Senate on Saturday, he did resign. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court is temporarily blocking the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. The injunction by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis is the latest in a series of legal challenges to President Biden's massive debt relief program. This after a federal judge in Texas called the program unconstitutional last week as well. Wall Street is closing lower to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 211 points to close at 33,537. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
More than a dozen Eastern Kentucky students and their bus driver are hurt after a crash Monday morning. Trooper Michael Coleman talks about the injured.
The driver and 18 children, ranging from elementary, middle, high school, were all on the bus at the time of the collision. Injuries of the occupants of the bus were ranged from minor to critical injuries.
Two critical students were airlifted from the scene. Kentucky State Police haven't released other details. New details are out regarding how Amazon's founder plans to spend his money.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he plans to give away most of his $124 billion fortune throughout his lifetime. Bezos has been criticized for not signing the Giving Pledge, which was created by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to encourage the richest people to give most of their wealth to charity. Amazon's executive chairman told CNN the hard part is figuring out how to give away his money in a, quote, levered way, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Airport screeners across the nation will get a refresher notice after their colleagues at a Cincinnati area airport mishandled a man who allegedly boarded a flight with box cutters and threatened other passengers. The TSA says a man showed up at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky airport with two backpacks for a Tampa Bay bound flight, and staffers missed them on large image scanners. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.